It's called Boing Boing, and you might think it's B-O-I-N-G as the sort of onomatopoeic sound.
Like if you're bouncing.
That's right. But it's actually the airplane.
Oh, Boeing.
Right. Boeing, Boeing. And this play has been around for quite a long time. It's actually originally a French farce from the 60s. And it really does have that very 60s sort of campy feel about it. It's about this Parisian Lothario who is having affairs with several different stewardesses on airlines. Of course, then they were called stewardesses, mm-hmm. not flight attendants. And there's one German, one Italian, and one American. And he has affairs with them. And he sort of balanced that out because they all have layovers in Paris at various times. But then there are some faster jets that come in and all of a sudden they're all there at the same time.
And that's trouble.
That's right. Hilarity ensues. So Onstage Atlanta is reviving Boing Boing. It opens on Friday, and that's going to be continuing through March 22nd. So you have plenty of chances to catch it. And the tickets start at $12 and go up to $23.
Well, Shane, goodness knows, we have had a blast of winter weather this year. Any sign of spring?
Well, the perfect way to stoke your spring fever is happening at the Atlanta Botanical Garden. They're doing Orchid Days, Lasting Impressions, which is, of course, all about orchids. And that's a really great way to sort of ease into spring with the beautiful tropical flowers and all those gorgeous colors. They'll actually be selling orchids. They'll have an orchid market weekend on March 1st and 2nd. That's this weekend. And then they'll be doing the Atlanta Orchid Society show the following weekend. So there are lots of activities surrounding this display of beautiful orchids and also art that's inspired by orchids, which is on view there as well. Again, that's through April 13th at the Atlanta Botanical Garden.
In the way of music, anything on your radar screen this week?
Yeah, there's a really great show coming up on Sunday. Guy Davis, who is a blues man, but he's also many, many other things. He's going to be performing at Eddie Owen Presents at the Red Clay Theater out in Duluth, which is a great little venue. But Guy Davis has been performing for many, many years. And you actually might be very familiar with his parents, who are Ossie Davis and Ruby Dee, the great husband and wife acting team. And actually, Guy Davis has acted with his parents as well, mostly on Broadway and other stages. But in more recent years, he's concentrated more on his music. And he's actually gotten quite a lot of acclaim from the blues establishment here in the U.S. The W.C. Handy Awards have recognized him many times. He really does bring a little bit of a modern sensibility to the blues, but he's very, very aware of the traditions. And you might have heard his song Things About Coming My Way, which is from his 2004 album Legacy, which was named one of NPR's best albums of the year.
Ain't got no money, ain't got no grub, backbone and navel, doing the belly rub.
And Guy Davis's voice is one that'll be familiar to NPR listeners as well, music audiences.
That's right. He's appeared with Garrison Keillor on A Prairie Home Companion. So, yes, he's very familiar to NPR audiences. But Guy Davis is going to be performing this weekend on Sunday at Eddie Owen Presents at the Red Clay Theater in Duluth. And the tickets in advance are $20 to $23. At the door, they'll be $24 to $27. But you might not want to wait that long because I have a feeling it'll sell out.
One of these days, it won't be long. You call my